Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Inside Wisconsin Sports welcomes our guy Andy Herman from the Pack a Day podcast. Deep breaths, everybody. Here we go. All right. Andy, the state of affairs, in your opinion, of the Green Bay Packers post yesterday against the Broncos?
Yeah, obviously not great. You know, you could feel the entire air come out of the balloon as soon as everything sort of transpired yesterday. Obviously started with the Watson injury. We'll see how bad that is. Although his dad said it sounds like he's going to be fine, which is good news. And then, yeah, you lose your arguably your best player. Maybe not your most important. Love is still your most important, but your best player on the team in Micah Parsons, your best defensive player. You suffer a variety of other injuries, two key players in Evan Williams, Christian Watson, Zach Tom, etc. And yeah, it's really, really difficult to try to stay focused on, well, yes, you know, one game at a time, or, you know, this was a team with Super Bowl aspirations that, I thought was playing some of its best football. You know, wrote down yesterday, you know, it's a 4-game win streak. They are up 23-14. They just got a 3-and-out and go Pack go chance were filling Denver as they were taking the best record team in football, who had won 10 games in a row, really, you know, they were taking it to them and again, playing some amazing football, and everything in that moment felt like, yeah, this is a Super Bowl contending team. And now you wake up, you know, less than 24 hours later, and you're wondering how the heck do you make this a team that can actually have a chance to win a Super Bowl again? And it's really difficult to see that pathway one way or the other.
Andy, if you look at, you know, kind of where we built up our expectations of this team to where now after yesterday, what do you think, and just where do you think this team is at? Like, what's off the table? Do you think the Super Bowl is off the table? Do you think the number one seed in the NFC is off the table? Do you think the division's off the table? Do you think playoffs are off the table? Where do you set that bar now after yesterday?
Yeah, there's certain things that are clear. The number one seed is off the table. If they won all three of their games, their odds of winning the one seed is at 2%. So they would need a pretty big miracle to get the one seed. So that's completely off the table. Theoretically, everything else and technically everything else is in play. The playoff scenario is pretty simple. Win one game, Detroit loses one game, or win two games and you're in. That's as simple as it gets. So go 2-1 or go 1-2 and have Detroit go, lose one game. In that scenario, you're in the playoffs. So playoffs are certainly still there. Division's still there. You hold your hand. Everything's in your own hands, right? You beat Chicago. You beat Baltimore. You beat Minnesota. You go 3-0. you win the division. And there's some other opportunities there as well, but that's obviously the easiest one. So that's still definitely in play for you. Green Bay opened as favorites in this game in Chicago. That'd be a heck of a start. And my assumption is if they're favorites in Chicago, they'll certainly be favorites in Minnesota. And they play Baltimore at home. All right. So, you know, go 3-0, win the division. And then that would be like your best case scenario. You get the number two seed, win the division. And then, you know, do you ultimately get some matchups that are advantageous? You know, again, if you get Chicago as the seven seed, can you beat Chicago and Green Bay? Sure. If you then get, you know, the Seahawks in Green Bay and Sam Darnold has a bad Sam Darnold game and Green Bay, you know, Jordan Love plays great. Sure. You can win that game. Could you go, you know, to the Rams where that stadium would be 50% plus Packers fans and, you know, Stafford ends up, his back flares up or something. Sure. Like there's a way I'm sure that you could probably get there, but your margin for error is so insanely slim. And it's just going to take, you're going to need some injury luck with Zach Tom, Evan Williams, Christian Watson. Those guys are going to have to be okay in the next couple weeks somehow to get those guys back. You can't have one or two of those guys missing come playoff run as well. You have no injury luck available over the next 3 weeks. If all of a sudden over the next 3 weeks, you end up with two or three more significant injuries that hurt you, that would be disastrous. And then you just sort of need a couple of turnover bounces and stuff like that probably going your way. So it's just, yeah, is it possible? Sure. Is the line razor thin? Yeah, absolutely.
And after all of that optimism, there is still many a Packer fan who woke up this morning and said, "Well, season's over." Is it, Andy? And if it's not, why isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the reason why it wouldn't be was just what we said. You take this one game at a time. You're guaranteed three games. You have a really good chance at four games, and you just take it with it at face value. And regardless of what happens, we only get so many of these in any given season. So enjoy the heck out of them, no matter what comes of it. You still have the opportunity to beat the Bears, right? That's always important. You have the opportunity to beat Minnesota in week 18. There's always that opportunity there. And then again, just kind of see what happens. As far as the people who are feeling the season is over, it's again because, you know, your Super Bowl equity is down further than it's been at any point in 2025. And that's a really tough pill to swallow when you go all in for Micah Parsons. You trade two first round picks and you put this team together that, again, I think we all agree clearly had Super Bowl capabilities. We never even got to see the Death Star fully operational on offense with Reed and Kraft and Jacobs and Watson and all those guys out there together. And now two of your top defensive linemen and Parsons and Devontae Wyatt are out for the year. It just, you start putting that stuff together. And when your mindset was Super Bowl or bust, and we just talked about a avenue to doing that being so razor thin, mm-hmm. you know, that it's tough to like, just be like, yeah, well, I'm going to just hope and pray for that, you know, 0.1% chance that they can do it. I can understand the defeatism if there is some of that in Green Bay today.
Andy, you said that maybe the most impactful player went down, maybe not the most important. We talked earlier on the show about, was this injury to Micah Parsons the worst case scenario as far as a player getting injured over even Jordan Love? And it could be recency bias, but both Trevor and I were kind of in agreement that, yeah, this was worst case scenario. It just seemed like Micah Parsons not only was, you know, the leader of the defense that kept this team in so many games, but that, you know, you still had Malik Willis that could back up Jordan Love should he be the one to go down. And it didn't seem like there was anyone that was truly going to be able to make the impact that Micah Parsons has.
Yeah, and personally, I would give the Packers, you know, a 1% chance of making this run with no Micah. I would give it 0% chance with no Jordan. I don't think you can, you know, piecemeal together an offense with Malik Willis on a significant playoff run. I like Malik Willis. I think he's the top backup quarterback in the league, or at least in the conversation. And I think they've done some really fun stuff with that offense. I would trust, and I know this is going to maybe not sound, super great coming off of yesterday's performance, but I would trust Jeff Hafley to put together a defense like we saw last year, sans Micah Parsons, and figure out a way to manufacture this thing and be a legitimate playoff team more than I would trust, again, your ability to make a run and put together a sort of crackerjack offense, for lack of a better term, against some really good teams in the playoffs. I don't think you have any equity in that situation. So I would still put Jordan as worst case scenario. You also then end up with the scenario, of course, where Jordan probably misses, you know, parts of early of next season, which affects you as well. So, which again, we know if Micah, it's going to be the same, but it's you know, 6-1, half a dozen to the other, but both of them would be catastrophic situations.
Andy Herman from the Pack a Day podcast. Follow him online on Twitter at Andy Herman NFL. With all that being said, Andy, somewhere in Jeff Hafley's office is a 3-ring binder with an entire plan that came out of training camp that did not plan on having Micah Parsons. What's the plan?
Yeah, so again, you're going to get a defense that's very similar to last year. Now, the tough part is you've got no Devontae Wyatt, Kenny Clark on that defensive line. You're going to have, you know, LVN, Enagbare, and Rashawn Gary step up huge at defensive end. Those three, it's paramount. And maybe you get something from Baron Sorrell. We'll see if they get, you know, Brenton Cox or Colin Oliver back this week. I'm hesitant to think that that's going to be too big of a difference, but every little bit maybe helps at this point in time. They're going to need Carl Brooks to play like he did a couple years ago and have a little bit more pressure from the inside and show that he's got that ability. But this is now a defense that is going to be much more risk reward than we've seen with Micah Parsons. With Micah Parsons, it was more of a grinded out defense. Let's see if we can get there with four. We think Micah can make things happen. We can play coverage on the back end. I don't think you can play that anymore. And in a way, we saw that in the second half, and it did not go, or I should say post Micah Parsons injury, and it didn't go great. Your issue is when you do that, you bring more pressure, you leave your corners more one-on-one on an island. And we saw yesterday, that's not exactly a recipe for success right now either. So they're going to have to come up with something where you're getting pressure and you're being more aggressive. I think first down is going to be paramount for Green Bay. Defensively, you're going to have to be much more aggressive on that particular down. And if you give up a 15-20 yard play, you say, okay, we're going to get to the next first and 10. But if you can get them into a second and 13, a second and 14, now you've got the ability with maybe some simulated pressure and a longer down and distance that you can actually make something happen, maybe get a turnover, etc.
Andy, you just talked about being aggressive, and we talked in the last few weeks about how the Packers had found success specifically on offense with being aggressive with the play calling and some of those bigger shots downfield and going for it on fourth down. And we learned from the Lions, as we've watched them be aggressive all the time, that you have to pick your spots. And it seemed like, even before all these injuries happened yesterday, that Matt LaFleur, maybe that luck caught up with him a little bit, as it seemed like he wasn't as aggressive in the red zone on some of those fourth downs where he decided to just kick the ball, and then was aggressive on that one bomb that got intercepted where Christian Watson got hurt. Did your opinion, are your feelings on the aggressiveness of Matt LaFleur, have they changed at all based on the game yesterday against the Broncos?
No, it certainly haven't changed. And what I would just say is that one of my bigger criticisms of Matt is that what I would like to see a little bit more of is just a consistent through line and theme of, all right, I thought in Minnesota, against Minnesota, it was very clear, we're going to be conservative this game. And he stuck to that the entire game. Awesome. I love that. I can live with that. Even if it didn't work out, you chose to be conservative in that game because you're going against JJ McCarthy. I can understand the thinking. Makes sense. Stuck with it all game. Then against Detroit, we saw, we're going to be aggressive in this game. All right, cool. I can see the through line throughout the entire course of that game. They were going to be aggressive, stay aggressive. And I, again, whether it worked or not, I can live with that. Where I think Matt sometimes gets in a little bit more trouble is just sort of like, well, I'm just going to go with my gut in some of these situations. And it didn't quite feel like in this particular game, there was maybe that, all right, we're going to stay aggressive or we're going to stay a little bit more conservative. It was just like, well, in this situation, we're going to do this. And maybe in this situation, we're going to do that. I think that's where you get a little bit more of, it just feels like it's, you know, it's just a flip of a coin. And I don't think it's as effective when you don't have that sort of idea or concept of what you want to do going into the game. To be fair, I think part of it was You know, they were going for the kill shot on that play to Watson. And we saw a similar one. Like, this is a team that is going to take three or four of those shots pretty much every single game, regardless of situation or scenario. And I love that about the team. And I remember Packers fans being so upset earlier in the year when it's just like, oh, I thought it was all gas, no break. But now you get a lead and it's just run with Jacobs, run with Jacobs, run with Emmanuel Wilson. And it's like, all right, you're not going to, you know, it's all of a sudden scared money don't make, it's not that anymore. So where is that? And then they have the lead in this one and you get a one-on-one shot with Christian Watson down the field and you take it. It's all, if they just don't do that, then everything, you know, doesn't go against the Packers and it's a stupid play call. They should have just run the ball. I think we're looking for results rather than process. I appreciated the play call. I love that he went for the kill in that situation. I thought the play was there. Love got rocked just as he threw the ball, which may have affected it just enough to make it so that Surtain could catch up to it. And Surtain makes an unbelievable play on that ball. He's an all-pro for a reason. I'm not sure there's one or two other corners in the league that make that play in that situation. So, and I also, to be fair, would have liked to have seen Christian Watson go up and high point that ball rather than kind of, you know, going for the catch. I think Watson, quite frankly, didn't think Surtain had any chance of making a play on that ball. I think he's thinking, all right, I've got this easy. And then Surtain just Supermans his way right in between. I love the decision there, but I thought, like, if you want to be critical, before the end of the first half, you get the roughing the passer on Jordan, you set them up in positive position. You got a minute some left with a timeout and you're in a perfect situation to go down and score a touchdown. And instead you go tight screen handoff to Emmanuel Wilson. And could have both of those plays worked better if, quite frankly, Emmanuel Wilson makes his block. And if Emmanuel Wilson sees the right hole instead of running right into his, right into the defense, basically, sure, maybe those both could have worked better. But I thought that was a little bit more, you know, kind of scared football, not wanting Denver to get points before half, where that's a situation where you could go for a touchdown and every ounce of momentum was in your favor.
Andy, last one before we let you go. The conversation is now what? Are the Packers going to go get somebody? Our guy Tyson from Zilla, Washington, wondered if we go get Za'Darius Smith. I'll take the under on that based on how much he ran his mouth when he left.
Correct.
But is there somebody out there that the Packers can go get to help us solidify the defensive pressure that we've had all year?
There's not. Just to really quick on the Za'Darius thing. So remember, he was a Philadelphia Eagle. He retired. The Philadelphia Eagles would still retain his rights. If he were a free agent and wanted to play, I think there's less than a 1% chance that Green Bay and him would reconcile in any way, shape, or form. So the fact that he, A, didn't want to play football anymore, B, is owned by the Philadelphia Eagles at the moment, and C, has a very checkered past with this front office, coaching staff, etc., and I don't think wants anything to do with Green Bay, I would say that one's a pretty easy. If you're looking for reinforcements, again, I have less faith in Marshawn Lloyd with the hamstring injury that popped up from last week, but you're looking at guys like, could you get a Marshawn Lloyd back, a Brenton Cox, a Colin Oliver, some of the players like that. And then again, you're hoping that Christian Watson, Zach Tom, Evan Williams, those guys aren't anything significant and that you ultimately get guys like Rashawn Gary, LVN, etc., starting to play at a level that we thought that they were capable of playing at. We just maybe haven't seen it as of late.
And somebody immediately texted in, well, then let's just make an offer to J.J. Watt.
Yeah, I mean, this is where we're at on a Monday.
Yeah,
guys.
We are. Okay. This is also why we can't have nice things.
When Philip Rivers is coming back to play, all bets are off. Anything is now possible and on the table. So Clay Matthews, B.J. Raji, you know, you're up, I guess. Yeah. Figure it out somehow.
Yeah, it's only been a decade.
Andy Herman, the Pack of Day podcast. Follow him on Twitter, at Andy Herman NFL. We'll chat with you Friday to preview Bears. Have a great week, bud.
Thanks, Andy.
Can't wait. Thanks, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.